In the Sicha, in Parshas Va'era, in Chelek Yud Aleph, in the first Sicha in Parshas Va'era, the Rebbe brings the Chakira b'negea to the mitzvah of Haseba. We know that on Pesach there's a din of Haseba, that there's a mitzvah to eat, v'hu meisav derech smil, derech cherus. And the Rebbe brings two eifanim to understand in the mitzvah of Haseba. One is that Haseba is a prat. The halacha is that ematzai tzarech lahasev, the mitzvah of Haseba is beikar by achilas matzah and shtiyas dalet kesis. That's what it says in halacha, that's what you see in the sugi of the Gemara. B'meila, you could learn that the whole din of Haseba is a prat in achilas matzah and shtiyas dalet kesis. That just like there's other dinim in how to eat the matzah and how to drink the dalet kesis, so one of the dinim in the eifan achilas shtiyas is that they have to be b'Haseba. The second eifan, says the Rebbe, is farkert, that Haseba is a mitzvah klolos b'fnei atzma. L'chol adeis, the ikar chi of Haseba is by matzah and dalet kesis, like you see in the Gemara and in Halacha. But according to the second eifan, that's because when is a person mekayim this mitzvah b'fnei atzma of Haseba through eating matzah and drinking dalet kesis b'Haseba? Haste us that in matzah and dalet kesis, besides that they're a separate mitzvah for themselves, they're also a prat in Haseba that through eating matzah b'Haseba is mekayim mitzvah Haseba. The general nafkamina, says the Rebbe, is if you ate matzah without Haseba, does that affect the achilas matzah? Or not? Is it just a problem in not being mekayim the mitzvah of Haseba? L'chol adeis, the halacha is, like we'll see, that if you ate matzah or you drank the cases, those things that are supposed to be b'Haseba, and you didn't do Haseba, so you have to do it over. That means whether I say that the reason for the Haseba is for the matzah, and if you ate matzah without Haseba, felt in the mitzvah for matzah, or you say it's for Haseba, and what you're missing is the mitzvah of Haseba, it's just a takanas chachamim was that the Haseba should be together with matzah and dalet kesis. Either way, if I was missing the Haseba, b'shas I ate the matzah or drank the kesis, I have to eat over the matzah, whether because I wasn't yetsa matzah yet, or because I wasn't yetsa Haseba, and Haseba needs matzah as a prat in the mitzvah of Haseba. So the halacha lemaisa, according to both studim, is the same, that you have to eat over the matzah. Nevertheless, as the Rebbe, there will be a nafkamina lahalacha lemaisa, as the lashon in the sicha. There will be a practical nafkamina that comes out from why I need to eat over the matzah a second time if I ate it the first time b'shalei b'haseba. The nafkamina is the second time do I have to make a bracha al achilas matzah. If I say that that I ate it the first time was a chesaron in the mitzvah of matzah, because Haseba is a prat in a matzvah, the din of achilas matzah, the din of Haseba is how to be yetzer properly, the mitzvah of matzah. So when I'm eating a second time matzah, it's in order to be mashlim the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Mashenkin, therefore I have to make al achilas matzah. Mashenkin, if the reason why I'm eating it over is just because I'm missing in the mitzvah of Haseba, and in order to fulfill properly the mitzvah of Haseba, I have to now eat matzah b'Haseba. So the second time is just a kiyum mitzvah Haseba, it's not a kiyum mitzvah matzah, and obviously there's no place for a bracha al achilas matzah. So, first of all, just an important thing to point out, l'chaira, in this nafkamina l'alachol l'maisa. So first of all, the Rebbe says in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe adds, that it's possible that this halachol l'maisa, this nafkamina l'maisa, is also only me'ikir hadin. It's not lemaisa mamish, but it's me'ikir hadin. And the Rebbe explains this. He says, we see in Shulchan Aruch, in Tara 12, Fima shekosef ha-ramasim in Tafayim Beisiv Zayin, and Al Rebbe Shulchan Aruch Sif Tezvav, the Ramas says that by Kais Gimel V'dalid, if you ate it without Haseba, and those cases, the third and fourth case without a seba, if you drink it over, you'll need a new bracha beir piagafen, and that will create an additional side problem that it's nira kemesef ala cases. You don't want to have the pchshash of nira kemesef ala cases. Therefore, it says the Rama, so if you drank those two cases without a seba, you don't drink it over. And b'seimech and the Ravya, that the Ravya says that b'zman hazeh, ain't derech lahasev, and you b'chlal don't need a seba. So even though we paskin that you need a seba, but in such a case, be semich on the ravya, where the drinking an extra case will cause additional problem of achshash of nira kemes of ala cases. Based on that, says the Rebbe, if we're going to say that eating the second kizayis matzah be'seba would be a suffix whether you make a bracha al achilas matzah, so la halacha l'maisa, if there's a suffix, so therefore making a bracha would be achshash of a bracha levatala, l'peil, based on that achra of the Rama, we would say here too, don't make a bracha, and Bisaymech and the Ravya, like the Rama says, who says that anyways you don't have to do a seba. So therefore, if you don't have to do a seba, so you are yetzer matzah the first time, and there's no need for a bracha the second time. That's what the Rebbe says in the Ara. Lefiza hamavur b'fnim hu me'ikar adin. The nafkemina that the Rebbe says about whether you need a bracha al achilas matzah when you eat over the kezayis without be'aseba the second time, is mi'ikra din l'payel, since it would be a suffix, that lacha l'maisa would be not to make a bracha the second time. So important to point out, first of all, in this Rama, so the Lashon of the Rama in Tafayim Beis, the Rama that the Rebbe brings, in Tafayim Beis, Siv Zayin, the Rama, it says, kol mi shetzarech ha'seba, im achal eishasa b'lay ha'seba, lo yatsa v'tzarech lachsa v'lecha v'lishtis b'aseba. But the din is, the Mechaber says, that if you ate not b'aseba, you for sure have to eat over b'aseba. Eat or drink over b'aseba. And like we said, that din, the Rebbe Nemzan with Apshitas in the Sicha, is understood according to both stuff. Says the Rama, haga, he brings an aguda from Rishenim that b'diavad al kapan. There's the dasa ravya. The ravya says that you b'chol don't need a seba b'zman hazeh. So even though we don't paskin, we say he's a das yachid. We paskin that you need a seba, but you could be seimech on the ravya le'inyim b'diavad. This Yeshayimrim says, the Aguda said, that b'diavad, if you ate something that you were supposed to eat b'seba, shalei b'seba, kopane b'diavad, you don't have to eat it over. So the Rama is machriya, v'nirali, depends if it's something that you could eat it over or drink it over b'seba without causing any problems, like the matzah, unless it's the afikeman. So to eat over another kizayis matzah is not going to cause any problems. The cases, those cases that are not going to cause any problems. So drink it over or eat it over b'seba. Don't be seimech on the ravya, even b'diavad. But those cases where drinking another case will cause a problem, which is, says the Rama, im shasa kais shlishi revi b'seba, im lo shasa, I'm sorry, kais shlishi revi b'seba, ein lachser v'lishtes b'seba. Because the third or fourth case where you would have to remake over the bracha beir piagafin if you drink it over, the yesh bech shasha nira k'meisif ala kaises. So there taka b'seimech and the ravya. Avu b'shnei cases rishenis yachser v'yishta b'lei bracha. He brings this from Minhagim. So the Rama is basically saying that even though the first Yashemrim, the first day has said that since the Ravya said that b'zman hazeh you don't need a seba, so you never need to do something over b'diavad, b'seimich and the Ravya l'inyim b'diavad. The Rama says, no, don't go so far. Even b'diavad, if you did something that requires a seba, shalei b'seba, do it over b'seba. But at least be seimech and the Ravya in those cases where if you're going to do it over, it will create a side problem. That was the svara that Rebbe brought in the Ara. So there, b'le'inyim b'di'eved, be seimech and the Ravya to avoid causing a side problem, which is by case gimel eidalit, causing the problem of the chshash of nira k'meis of alakeches, since in those two cases you would have to make a new bracha b'ir p'yagaf. And this says the Rama, uvechein ba'achilas matzah. What's v'chein ba'achilas matzah? This din that the Rama said by dalit cases is also by achilas matzah. B'pashtus you could teach the Rama v'chein ba'achilas matzah that just like by cases where it will cause a problem, you shouldn't do it over. So too by matzah, which means that the only time by matzah you should eat over the matzah b'seba is the first kezayis matzah, not afikeman, because afikeman is a problem to eat after afikeman, just like the case gimel v'dalid. And also by matzah, don't make a bracha of al achilas matzah. Don't do it without a bracha. By cases, we're talking about the birchis hanenin, By matzah would be the Birchas HaMitzvahs, but the same Svara that the Ramah said by the Kaisis is also there by Achilas Matzah, which is exactly what the Rebbe says in the Ha'ara. You'd be able to say that this is what the Ramah says when he says V'chein B'Achilas Matzah. It sounds like this is taka what the way how the Mishneh Brura is teaching the Ramah, because the Mishneh Brura in Sifkat and Chav Beis, on the words of the Ramah V'chein V'Achilas Matzah, he says Hainu sheyachser ve'yachel hakizayis matzah ubeloi bracha. But that what the Ramah is making the tzushta of Achilas Matzah. That achilas matzah is the same as that cases that you have to eat it over, because by matzah there's no problem eating it over. But beloy bracha, just like by that cases, and he adds that by afikamen you shouldn't even eat it over. But that it doesn't sound like he's teaching that that's the meaning of the Ramah. He's saying umihu that that's the din. But the fact that matzah you eat beloy bracha, meaning without a birchas al achilas matzah, because that's the only bracha that would be a shaila by matzah, it seems like the Mishneh Brura is teaching that in the Ramah, that that's what the Ramah means, v'chein b'achilas matzah, that just like by dalet cases where there's a problem, by dalet cases, the problem is achshash of nirka mesa, la cases, yoseimach and deraviyah, so too by matzah where there would be a problem, which would be, since it's a suffix, a birchas ha-mitzvahs would be a problem, you could be seimach and deraviyah, lenin de birchas ha-mitzvahs. Clearly the Rebbe is not learning this pshat in the Ramah, because the Rebbe says this, doesn't bring this from the Ramah. The Rebbe just brings that according to what the Ramah says by Dalet cases, so we would be able to say according to what the Ramah says by Dalet cases, so the Rebbe fears eyes. Says according to Ramah, we would be able to say the same thing by matzah. So clearly, the Rebbe is not learning that that's pshat in the Ramah. Of course, if the Rebbe learned that the Ramah says that you don't have to bring a bracha, make a bracha, then the Rebbe would be bring the din from the Ramah that the Ramah says, but that the Ramah says for a side reason, and of course you could bring a raya from that to either way. But the Rebbe is saying this as a side thing that according to the Ramah we could say this achra and therefore say it's only a shayla mikra din. And l'chayra, that's based on the Alter Rebbe, that it seems that the Alter Rebbe does not teach this way in the Ramah. Again, maybe someone will argue that the Mishneh Brura is also not saying this pshat in the Ramah. The Mishneh Brura is just saying that's the din. I don't think that's the Lashon. The Lashon he says is hainu. When the Ramah says v'chein matzah, he says hainu shechayzer va'eichel u'b'loi bracha. That seems to be the way he's teaching in the Ramah. But akapanim in the Alter Rebbe over there in Simen Tezvav, the Alter Rebbe clearly is not teaching the Ramah that way, because the Alter Rebbe in Simen Tezvav says kol mi shetzarech lahasiv va'achol ishasa b'lei yaseba tzarech lachzer v'lecha v'lishtis b'yaseba mi'ikra din. Alav Ava Lafisha Yashemrim Shibizman as a in Sarah Lahasif Klaubim in Diniselum, Yesh Lismech al Divreyem Leinian Shibidiyevet Yatza Belay Haseba. So that's the first day of the Ramah, the Yashemrim that always Lagabi Bidiyevet you could be Seymach and the Ravya. Umikomakim, Linian Achilas Matzah, Tev Lahachmer Lachzer Velechel Beseba. By Matzah, there's no problem, there's no chisaron in eating it over. So why be seimach and deraviyah by every b'di'evet, even b'di'evet, eat it over b'seiba, because there's the most days don't hold like the Ramah, and what are you going to lose? What about dalet cases? He says, by dalet cases, it depends if it'll create a problem. And the Alter Rebbe is mefaret. V'chein lin yin kais sheni, yim shasa b'lei yaseiba, yachzer v'yishta b'seiba. Anyways, and then Mashenkin case Gimel and Dalet and case Rishon. It depends if he made a Tanai, and the Alter Rebbe says the Arichos of the Dinim by the cases. So the Alter Rebbe brought the Inyan of Matzah before the Dalet cases and the Pratim of Dalet cases.
So clearly, the Alter Rebbe isn't learning that when the Rama said v'chein linyan matzah, it means that by matzah you shouldn't make a bracha, because the bracha will create a problem, and l'gabi the bracha you should be seimech on the Ravya. Because if the Alter Rebbe learned that pshat in the Rama, then the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring anywhere that din of the Rama, because the Alter Rebbe brought down the halach of matzah before he brought the halach of the al cases. So the Alter Rebbe, there's no way that you could teach ein the dinner that he's saying by matzah, that includes the fact that you don't make a bracha. So it's hatnish kenart that the Rama would bring a din by matzah about Sai eating it over and Sai not making a bracha, and the Alter Rebbe would be mashmit the fact of not making a bracha. So clearly the Alter Rebbe is learning that when the Rama says v'chein le'inyin Achilas matzah, it's just lagabe the ikir hadin. Yeah, he brought the pratim, the Rama brought the pratim by dalt cases, and now he's going back to the ikir hadin that sarach lachzer v'lesif, the way he started off the sif. And I see this also in the Kafachayim on this Rama, v'chein b'achilas matzah, ratzalemer diyesh lahachmer, v'lachzer v'lechel b'haseba. He brings this Dakimesha is Dalit and Raz is Tezvav. He brings it from the Alter Rebbe Taka. So he brings from the Alter Rebbe this inyan that the Pshat in the Rama is just the Ikar Adin that you have to eat it over. So the Mishabura seems to learn otherwise in the Rama. The Alter Rebbe and the Kafachayim brings this from the Dakimesha. So then it's clear in the Rama. But the Alter Rebbe clearly, Al-Kopanim, is learning Pshat in the Rama, that's not included in the Rama, and therefore, based on that, is the Rebbe in this Ha'ara says this just as an additional halacha that we could be machriya based on the Rama, that since a bracha could create a suffix bracha levatala, we would be able to be machriya legabi de bracha anyways if it's not 100% sure to be seimech on the Ravya, Al-Pi Divri Harama, and therefore the Shaila is only be'ikra din. So this is the nafkamina the Rebbe says. Now, in the Olam HaYeshivas is Ragil is known to say this Chakira by Haseba B'Shem Degriz, the Briske Rav, in his Sefer Al Rambam in Perek Zayin, Alach Zayin from Hilchas Chametz Matzah. He discusses the Chakira. He says the Tutzdadim brings the Rayas a little bit differently, and he comes to different maskanas, like we'll see soon. So just to point out a few of the things that he says. So the Griz discusses this Chakira. He brings a raya that the Rambam holds that Haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because the Rambam says im hesef b'chol hasuda b'shar achilas yishtiyasi im hesef areze mishubach. If you would say it's a prat in matzah and dalet cases, vi pasu zagin hareze mishubach to do a seba by any other part of achila shtiyah, that's not achila shtiyah the mitzvah. So this raya, the Rebbe brings in the sicha, in the hemshech ha-sicha, in siv dalet, the Rambam says, ha-meseh b'chol asudah hareze mishubach, it's eise mitzvah min ha-mufcher. But the Rebbe is doiched this raya. He says, "Biyantif to kol asudah mitzvah." So therefore, could be a seba as a prat in the mitzvahs that you do on this night, but a chsudas yantif is one of the mitzvahs that you do on this night. L'chayre the hasbara in this dechiyah of the Rebbe, a taste of his beer, is because on this, the pshat that it's a sudas mitzvah, since it's a sudas yantif, so a sudas yantif that you eat on Pesach, that's part of, because what the Rebbe says, that if it's a prat in mitzvahs, it's a prat in those mitzvahs that in yonim is cheiros. So even if I say the sudah of yantif is a mitzvah of sudas yantif, asat sutamit cheiros, that a seba should be a prat in the mitzvah sudas yantif. L'cheira, the answer is pashat, sudas yantif of Pesach, that mitzvah of eating a suda is because that's part of celebrating the yontif. That's why it's part of the mitzvah of Pesach. Befrat on Pesach, that yesh lehesef, one of the simonei haseder is shulchan erech. All the simonei haseder part of the Seder Lo Pesach, that's part of the mitzvahs of Laila Zeh, that in Yonam is the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. The Shulchan Eirech is part of that, because the Shulchan Eirech has in it part of the Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, and like it is Bepashtas, the Sudas Yontif of the person feeling the covet and the Einig of the Yontif of Pesach of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim, on Pesach is part of the Simcha, part of the Hizcheres of Letzias Mitzrayim, this Sudas. Olahar, like the Gemara says, like we know, the Rebbe brings it a few times, Otu Rish Chedesh leMusafin Ahani leTmidim leYahani, that on Rish Chedesh, the carbon tamid is also, you eat the carbon tamid you have every day, but the tamid of Rish Chedesh has to do with Rish Chedesh, so it's a honey. Mela, the same thing, the Pesach is a honey to this mitzvah of Siddhas Yom Tov. So if I would say it's Bechlal, not a mitzvah, so then we pass the Zagin as a Sebos Alzaina Prat in them. That the way to be Mekayim, it is only Be'aseh, but if it's not a mitzvah b'chal. But if it's a mitzvah, so then it's a strong Sfarah, any mitzvah that's part of the Pesach, even though I have this mitzvah and other Yomim Tevim, but the mitzvah of the Suda of Pesach, it's the Suda's Yontif of Pesach, is in Yon Acheros, and therefore it has a Kopanim, it's a mitzvah min HaMufcher, din Yon HaSeba, that's a Prat in Cheros. So that's how the Rebbe is Deiche this Raya. However, in the Griz and in the other Achreinim adds a strong point to this Raya, which, like we'll see, the Rebbe addresses that in the Ha'ara. He says, first of all, what would be the point of doing a Seba by Shar Sudasim? But he says the Rosh argues. The Rosh holds that Haseba is a prat in mitzvahs matzah. He says, what's the Raya? Because the Rosh holds that if you ate matzah shalei b'haseba, you would have to eat it over b'lei Haseba. Why do you have to eat it over b'lei Haseba if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma? Now this Raya itself, even if you say that a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, nevertheless, the chachamim were misaken that the seba should be together with mitzvah matzah. And therefore, if you ate the matzah shalei b'seba, you have to eat it over. And like we said before, that's the hanacha right away in the beginning of the sicha. And that you have to say no matter what. Because even l'dvarav, even according to the tzad, that a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, according to the Rambam, says emas haitzrichin lahasev b'shas achilas matzah. Like he has to also say that this mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the tzir, the eifin atakana was that it should be b'shas those mitzvahs that are there achiros b'shas achilas kezayis matzah and shtiyos dalt kesis etc. Elamai, he says another word. That if you say that a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, so when you ate matzah shalei b'haseba hat nishkefelt in matzah, you are missing the mitzvah of haseba, and you have to eat the matzah over, not mitzad matzah, but mitzad mitzvah haseba. But then what's it going to help to eat another kezayis matzah b'haseba? The second kezayis matzah is already not a mitzvah of matzah. So you're anyways not eating matzah b'haseba. You want to eat b'chlal b'haseba, so eating b'chlal b'haseba should be by anything. If it's not a prat in matzah, that means that the matzah you are yetzah b'shleima, so what are you going to gain by eating another kezayis matzah shalei b'haseba? That's his raya. And since the Rosh says you have to eat over the matzah, is a raya that the first matzah you weren't mekayim mitzvahs matzah. And therefore, when you're eating over a matzah b'aseba, the second time you're eating it is mitzvah matzah. Because otherwise, what's the verdict? So the Rebbe in the Ha'ara, the Rebbe in the Ha'ara 11, Chayra Bavarns this. L'chayra efshar leichiyach midin za'atzmi shaseibu t'nai b'chilas matzah ki b'mhoysa seibu chayv b'fnei atzmi v'chashe ochal ha'kezayis matzah shalei b'seibu kvar kiyem mitzvus matzah mokim l'chayv v'edip ha'mitzah kezayis matzah b'seibu kivin shekvar kiyem mitzvus matzah. L'chayra, if I say a seibu is not a prate matzah, so eating matzah over is not matzah anymore. It's not mitzvah's matzah.
And the Rebbe is shel. He says, Aval eina. Kalpiza shasei buchiya bifnei atzma. And the Chachamim were misaken the tzir of mitzvah saseba, that it should be while you're eating the matzah. Eina pira shechiyuva chol kashemekayim mitzvah sachilas matzah, kiyim shetiknua bachilas matzah lefishem zecher legula vecheiros. So the Rebbe says, and then the Rebbe brings Yerushalmi, which we'll see in a minute. But the Rebbe says, if a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, why did they say that the emas ha'ichayev chiyuv zeh l'kulayam? When is this man achiyav b'shas achilas kezayis matzah or achilas dalet or shtiyas dalet cases? Because the seba, the mitzvah b'fnei atzma, is, which is to show derech eros. How do you show derech eros for a seba? Through doing the mitzvahs that are derech eros b'haseba. And therefore they said, when should I be mekayim this mitzvah of a seba, which is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, b'shas I'm doing the other inyanim that are derech eros, and I'm doing them b'haseba. Says the Rebbe, it's mechadish in this ara, but the Rebbe says it as a dover posh. It is not the pshat that when I'm doing something that's a mitzvah of derech eros, and I do that mitzvah b'haseba, through that I'm mekayim the mitzvah b'fnei atzma of haseba. That derech seba is b'shas matzahs, because the maisa of achilas matzah is a inyan of cheros. Even when I'm not being mekayim mitzvahs matzah, the teichen of matzah, the mitzias of matzah, the cheftza of matzah on Pesach is cheros. Matzah shows a cheros. And therefore, the rest of the matzah that I eat on Lil Pesach is a inyan of cheiros, and therefore they said matzah is b'haseba. So even though the second kezayis matzah that I eat is not a mitzvah of achilas matzah, because I was already mekayim the mitzvah, it still helps for the mitzvah of haseba, because the matzah is a inyan of cheiros, and haseba is to do a inyan of cheiros b'haseba. The same thing by the Dalet case is even stronger. So, first of all, there's the Rebbe brings a Yerushalmi right afterwards. That the Yerushalmi says, "Oisei kizayis shadam yetsi bebe pesach tzarech lo'echloi mesif." And that says, the Yishalmi says that when is the mitzvah of Haseba? B'shas oisei kezayis. B'shas, the person is eating that kezayis that is yetzi the mitzvah. According to the vart of the Rebbe now, it's not connected with that kezayis matzah. It's not the mitzvah of matzah that has to be b'Haseba. It's the inyan of matzah. It's the maisa of achilas matzah, even if it's not the mitzvah. Says the Rebbe, the Yerushalmi says, "Oisei kezayis." B'derech klal, the first time you eat matzah has to be b'haseba. The first time you're eating matzah is oisei kezayis. But there's on the Iker question, there's another answer. There's a maral. The Maral is in Gvuras Hashem, and he brings it in the Shitta. There's a diok that the Rebbe brings in the Sicha, and that the Achreinim bring in an opposite way, we'll see soon. It says, the Rebbe brings the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Hashama sha'ochal kezayis matzah yatzah. Shama sheyatz achol kezayis matzah yatza. I'm sorry. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Hashama sheyachol Shashama sheyachol kezayis matzah kshumesiv yatza mesiv in loy mesiv loy. Hashama sheyed kezayis matzah, when he was mesiv, he was yatza. Soon we'll see the Gris brings this Gemara as a raya to the Ramba. But you see that when he's mesiv, he's yatza. But there's a diok. What's the yatza? Yatza is mashma his yatza b'diavad. L'chayra, if he ate a kezayis matzah, and he did a seba, so he did the mitzvah. What yatzah? Once he finished the kezayis matzah, there's no more mitzvah of matzah anymore. So the maral, that the shita mekubetzos on psachim, brings down, the maral makes this deal. Why is it b'diavad? Yesh li lumet. Says from this he wants to learn how to chiddush din. Shakoma sha'ichel matzah b'leil pesach tzarech haseba. The afa gav the yetzer b'kizayis echad im achal harbe hakel hi mitzvah achas. V'yeser adiv she'kol achilasi b'mitzvah l'fichach yesh leilechel kol achilas shal matzah b'seba shuder achirus. Medayik, from this Rambam, amevdik echidish lahalacha demaral, that when you eat matzah on Pesach, like this misvara, we would say, the first kezayis matzah is a mitzvah. After that, you are yetzer a mitzvah, and you're eating matzahs, you're eating crackers. Says the maral, the fact that it says that the shamash is yotzah b'diavad, which means l'chatchila, he had to do more than just eat one kezayis b'seba, is a raya, is a yisoid, he says that when you eat matzah below Pesach, any matzah that you eat below Pesach is a mitzvah. Even though you're only mechuyev to eat a kezayis, but the entire matzah that you eat is a mitzvah, and therefore lechatchila you should do a seba throughout, not all of the matzah that you eat throughout Leil Pesach. B'meila, the Gemara is mechadish, that nevertheless, if the shamash ate only the kezayis matzah by seba, he still yetsa, even though he should have done haseba by all of the matzah that he ate. According to the maral, Getarab, anyways, that question of the griz, that's his whole basis for his hechrech in the Shita Sarash. The question that the Rebbe is above learning in this Sahara. So there's another answer. The answer is that the matzah is a mitzvah. There's some mitzvah by all the matzah you eat the first night. It's taka big chiddush. But by lulav we see this, by dalet minim, we see there's like shiari mitzvah, like the Rambam says, that hayaminig anshei Yerushalayim, they would walk around with the dal minim a whole day. Vice says there was some inyan of a mitzvah in it, not just the nanuim, which is called b'chlal, the shiari mitzvah. Sukkah is minadin, every suda that you eat is an extra mitzvah, even though you don't have to eat the suda. By matzah, there's a svara, that the Rebbe says, that the Rebbe doesn't hold of it to some degree, but the Rebbe brings in other places in Chassidus, says this somewhat the svara, there's a svara that there's some kiyum mitzvah, and another svarim says the svarim that there's some kiyum mitzvahs matzah kol shiva, whenever a person eats matzah on Pesach. So even though we don't say that ladina, but to say that there's some mitzvah of matzah and all the matzah that a person eats the first night, hatach tasanart. The Rebbe doesn't bring this answer. Not a raya that the Rebbe doesn't hold of this answer at all. The Rebbe says it's a question, there's a stronger answer, that it's not negiyah the mitzvah of matzah, it's the chefts of achilas matzah. But akopanim, we see there's an additional answer, so there's the hechrech in the rush, that you can't say that the rush says that matzah is a mitzvah, that a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. And that you were yetz and matzah the first time, because then what's the point of eating more matzah? So we see there's two answers on that. There's a point of eating more matzah because the etzem maisa of achilas matzah is a maisa of cheiros that needs a seba. Or because any matzah that a person eats the first night is a mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah. The griz is maskana, his mahalach is, says the Rambam, says hameisiv b'chol asuda harezim mishubach, is a raya that the Rambam holds that a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The Rosh says that when you ate a kezayis matzah l'yatzah and you have to eat it over by seba, is a raya that the Rosh holds a seba as a prate matzah. That's how he goes, and then he ferenfres the shamash ochel kezayis according to both shittas. Maybe we'll come to that. The Rebbe brings the two different rayas, like we'll come to. And the Rebbe says there's no machlekes, there's two dinim in a seba, and both dinim are l'chaladeis. So I just want to point out that maskana of the Griz is tamuha ma'id. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, Kolns, in this sif that the Rebbe is bringing, kol mi shetzara chaseba, em ochal ha'shasa b'lai ha'seba, lo yatsa v'tzarech lachsa v'lecha v'lishtes b'haseba. That's the din of the Rosh. That whatever you ate without a seba, you have to eat over with a seba. We're not talking about the suda. We're not talking about the sudas yantif, that you have to eat the sudas yantif over by seba. That's less man de palakena, that's nish getracht. In the end of the sif in the Ramah brings al chatchila yosef kol asuda, which is the din of the Rambam. If the Rambam and the Rosh were a machlekes, that's based on two different shittas in a seba, whether it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma or a prat in the matzah and the dal cases, that the mechaber and the ramah in the same sieve should bring both dinim, which is like taking two ends of the rope, two sides. It's clear that it's not a machlekes, it's muchach, that the mechaber and the ramah have nishgilant as a machlekes. Elamai, you have to say, like the Rebbe's maskana, that it's two dinim, that both are there according to both days. So, in the Iker Chakira, the Rebbe says in the Pnim of the Sicha, two nafkaminas. First, a nafkamina in Svara, if it affects his Kiyim HaMitzvah Matzah, or no, it's just to affect the Kiyim HaMitzvah HaSeba. And in that nafkamina, Gufa, he says it would come out a nafkamina la halacha l'maisa, if when you eat over, do you have to make a bracha la chilas matzah or not? And then in the Ha'ara 12, the Rebbe says that nafkamina is also only me'ikir adin. And then he says a nafkamina l'maisa, if someone ate matzah b'loy ha'seba, and then he comes in a matzah where he no longer needs ha'seba, which we'll come back to. But in the Ha'aras, there's a third nafkamina in Ha'ara 9, which is not written mamish as a nafkamina, but in the Makir Hadvarim it said more as a nafkamina. Here it's more as a tzarachiyam. Rebbe says in the Ha'ara, dain tzarachiyam l'fi ha'svara de ha'seba hi mitzvah b'fnei atzma. If you say ha'seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, b'm'i efshel la'achila sh'tia nimtzah b'veis ha'surim ha'chayitzi b'zah, someone is unable to eat on Pesach, so he's not going to eat matzah or dal cases or anything else. Rebbe gives the example, he's b'beis asurim, or there could be the example, someone who is a chela, rachman l'tzlan, and therefore he's not able to eat. There's the famous tshuva of Rebbe Kiveger, when he get a girl who was a chelanis, and she wanted to do the mitzvah of a chela Erevim Kippur, she needed Rebbe Kiveger to tell her that she's pater and to be mefalpo. But there's a matzah of someone who's a chela, he's not able to eat anything. So is this person have a mitzvah of haseba by itself? So if you would say that tzad, that haseba is a prat in matzah and all cases, that without haseba you're not yetzer those mitzvahs. So someone who's unable to be mekayim those mitzvahs, he's bebeis asurim or whatever reason, so then there's no chiyuv haseba, because haseba is only there as part of those mitzvahs. But if you say a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, even though the tzir ha-mitzvah, the eifen ha-takana was to eat matzah b'seba and to drink the old cases b'seba, but maybe someone who's not able to eat the matzah and drink the old cases because he's b'veis asurim or whatever, at least do ha-seba. And in the end, the Rebbe says, lahar midin sukkah al derech zeh, that by sukkah, even though the bracha of Asher Kachan Zesvanu on mitzvah sukkah is nistaken, the bracha is nistaken only by achila, and everything else is nigra achar achila, but someone who's not going to eat, so then he'll make the bracha on the other eifanim of kiyum mitzvah. So maybe by haseba also, even though the chachamim were misaken, that the haseba should be together with matzah dal cases, but that's only if a person is eating matzah and drinking dal cases. If he's not eating matzah and drinking dal cases, then he should do the seba as inyan b'fnei atzma. So in the course of asking this question, the Rebbe says, the basis of the question is, sharei mehada einei meisa b'fnei rabbi, mashma da seba greida gamkin derech erasu. says, what's the basis of the question? If they were misakin haseba only b'shas achilas matzah and shtiyas dal cases, maybe the haseba is only a derecheros when it's together with achilas shtiya. Who says haseba b'fnei atzma has a benefit b'chal, even if the mitzvah of haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, but the only way it's possible to be mekayim that mitzvah, that chiyuv, is together with achilas shtiyah. So if the person lepeil for whatever reason is not eating or drinking, he has no way of having that maila of haseba. Who says there's any benefit? The Rebbe says that's not correct. Sharei meha deheb me'enei meisev b'fnei rabbi mashmas deseba greida gamkin derecheros. The fact that a person, Talmud b'fnei rabbi, doesn't do haseba is a raya that haseba is derecheros, even haseba by itself. And the Rebbe fears this, why doesn't it say this? Din in the Peskim, Yishleimim Nidalei Shchicha Klal. So this Ha'ara is Ton Bir Nesaf. What does this mean? Sharei Meha De'enei Meisi B'fnei Rabbi Mashmed Haseba Greida Gamkin Derechiros. The Rebbe is proving, saying, L'chaira, what's the question? Maybe even according to the Sa'ad, the only time that Haseba shows on Cheiros is when he eats or drinks by Haseba. Does a psamais of Cheiros by Haseba. And therefore, if he's not eating or drinking, there's no benefit. What's the gain of doing Haseba b'fnei atzma? Says the Rebbe, no. Even according to this Sa'ad, and even though the Takana of Haseba was together with Matzah and Dal cases, but Haseba b'fnei atzma shows on Cheiros. V'haraya, because a Talmud b'fnei rabbi doesn't do a seba. Why doesn't he do a seba? Araya, that a seba b'fnei atzma, a seba greida gam kinder acheres. That's the pshat in this raya. That a Talmud b'fnei rabbi doesn't do a seba means he doesn't eat b'a seba and he doesn't drink b'a seba. It doesn't say anywhere anything besides that. That if the din of Haseba is only by Achilas Shtiyah, so the exclusion of a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi from Haseba is also only b'shas Achilas Matzah Shtiyah Dal cases. V'shteit b'chlal adin that he doesn't do Haseba if he's not eating or drinking. So where do you see any raya or basis or mucker from the p'tur of a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi from Haseba that there's an inyan of cheiros in Haseba, even if it's Haseba greida, even if it's Haseba that's not accompanying achilas matzah and shtiyas dal cases? So if you look in the Mokir Hadvarim, there's a little more Asius. In the Fabrengin Tavshin Chavtas. So there, in Sichas Kedesh, says a whole other shtickly. So, B'deichik Leimar, that ain't Tzarech Lassel, L'fisha Cheiros, HaMizbatis BeHaseba, Hudafke Kishu Echel BeHaseba, V'Haseba Sheini Achela, She'ein Ima Achila, Eina Meira Acheiros, V'Shchiva Ba'alma. Says, I would be able to say that Haseba is not Cheiros. Haseba, you're lying down, person lies in bed, it's not Cheiros, he sleeps at night. For Haseba to be there, Cheiros is Dafke when it's an Achila with Haseba. And in that case, I wouldn't have a basis for this whole Nafkemina, for this whole Shaiva. The Rebbe says there, Hine ha'emes einekin, al derech, like he says in the Arab. V'gam ha'seba shaloi b'shas achila meira achirus. V'raya lazeh, mima shemivur b'shulchan aruch, de'eved l'fnei adeine v'talmud b'fnei rabbi lo yesebu, ki aser linek chirus b'fnei adeine v'rabbi. V'raya is from the din in shulchan aruch, that ha'eved and ha'talmud l'fnei rabbi don't do a seba. Says you can't patra Talmud l'fnei rabbi from achilas matzah. And then it says in the Sichas Kedesh, says Chaser Ksas, Umizem Muvan Shalei Ashtia Vichulu Hi Enyin Amar Lecheiros, Al Shadafka Seba Hitnu Apulo Shalcheiros. Lachain Rag Ze Bitlu Be'Eved. sheyevatlu eisi b'fnei rabbi. So there's more over here. Even with the more, it's lachera needs a lot of beer, and it says chaser k'tas, and in the Teirath Menachem seems to say the same exact words and the same cheshbin, and there it doesn't say that it's chaser k'tas, so that's supposed to be considered more complete. Over here, it seems to be the vart like this. So the Rebbe says that there's a whole other piece over here, tererai, a piece of the puzzle. The Rebbe says, lachera, matzah itself is cheros. And dalek cases themselves are cheros. So just like we say a Talmud b'fnei rabbi doesn't do haseba, even though there's a mitzvah of haseba, but he doesn't do haseba because the chi of deiraisa of meira, the rabbi, is deiched haseba, kilu. So for the same reason, he also shouldn't do the matzah and the dalek cases. So meila matzah, there it brings ishim evav tiroat evavicha chayavim bekveid. Matzah is a mitzvah deirai, so you can't be deiched the mitzvah of matzah, even though matzah is cheros when he's befnei rabbi. But dalet cases is a derabbanon, and the dalet cases itself shows on cheros, just like haseba shows on cheros. Why weren't they deiched dalet cases? Say, hey mamru v'hey mamru, and a Talmud b'fnei rabbi shouldn't drink dalet cases, just like he doesn't drink haseba. Is a raya that the cheiros in dalet cases is not enough of a, is not a stira to covet rabbi that they should be deiched b'fnei rabbi. So still, what's the raya? Maybe the cheiros of dalet cases is not enough, is not a stira to covet rabbi, but the cheiros of a seba b'shas shtiyas dalet cases, that's already a stira to covet rabbi. But only a seba b'shas. Where do you see from here that a seba b'fnei atzmei is cheiros? But now that we have this extra piece of deraya, lechera deraya will be like this: that a seba, we're going like the Svara, Seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmah. That says there's a mitzvah to do a Seba because a Seba shows in Cheiros. When is the mitzvah to do a Seba? When does a Seba show in Cheiros? When a Seba is together with another Maisa that shows in Cheiros, which is either Matzah or Dalet cases, because Matzah and Dalet cases both have in them an union of Cheiros. So when I combine the Cheiros of the Matzah or the Dalet cases together with the cheiros of Haseba, so then I'm fulfilling the extra mitzvah of Haseba, of the cheiros of Haseba. Dalet cases, even though it's a maisa of cheiros, it's not a cheiros, that it's not enough of a cheiros to be a stira to covet rabbi, to make us say that Talmud b'fnei rabbi should be exempt from this cheiros. Chachamim could have been patterned at Talmud b'fnei rabbi from dalet cases, just like they patterned him from Haseba. And they didn't say that. Hastas, that even though dalet cases is an inyan of cheiros, but it's not such a shleimus in cheiros. Now, so when I'm doing Haseba b'shas dalet cases, that the maila in the Haseba b'shas dalet cases is because dalet cases is a maila of cheiros. And they said that Seba should be a Maisa of Cheiros. And they said that Seba that shows on Cheiros should be together with a Maisa of Cheiros. It's obvious that the Ikersh indication of Cheiros is from, so there's a Harkava of two inyanim over here, of the Cheiros of the Dalet cases and of the Cheiros of a Seba that comes together with the Cheiros of Dalet cases. But the Cheiros of Dalet cases itself is not such a big show of Cheiros. So when I have two separate inyanim, and one of them themselves is not such a big indication of cheiros that should be a stira to covet rabbi, and when they come together, they're a stira, must be it's because the cheiros of a seba is such a strong indication of cheiros that it's a stira to covet rabbi. So even though, yeah, they want this indication of cheiros to come together with a mice of cheiros, but the cheiros shebazah that causes the stira to covet rabbi, that because of that we say Talmud b'fnei rabbi shouldn't do haseba, is mitzad de haseba, not mitzad de dalet cases. That's lechera derai. From this, the Rebbe is proving this strong yisoid that Haseba itself is a indication of Cheirus, and therefore if you couldn't do the Shtiyas Da'al cases, even though they wanted the Haseba, the Shleimus of Haseba is together when it's with something else of Cheirus, but that other thing doesn't have the main Inyan of Cheirus. And therefore the main Cheirus is the Haseba itself. And therefore, if you can't drink the Da'al Kesis, you should still at least do the Haseba, because the Haseba is the Haseba at least have the Cheirus. L'cheira, that's the Pshat in the Raya. I think it's still Ton B or Nesaf. I want to just point out, having said this, the Rebbe says, according to two of the Ifanim, Yetze lanu din chadash, in the Sichas Kedish, in the Fabreng in itself. Just there, the Lashon is stronger in the Sicha, in the Likute Sichas, it's Adayin Tzarechim. There it's Yetze lanu din chadash, which means it's clearly said as a third nafkamina. And another thing to point out, so the Rebbe Bavarns, L'cheira, if there comes out this nafkamina, which means this big chiddush din, so how come it's not mentioned in the Peskim? Allah Alamaisa, that someone in Beis Asurim, V'chayetzi bazeh, daf tana seba. So in the Sicha, it says a little, in the Ha'ara, in the Sicha that we just saw, so the Rebbe says, the reason it doesn't say is, Loi shchicha klal. In the Sicha, in the Fabreng, the Rebbe said two other reasons. One if in the Rebbe says Lefisha Emes Husha Seba Hitanai Be'amatza. This is a din that would come out late the tzad that a seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Then it should say, but maybe the Peskim don't say this because they learn a seba is a tanai in the matzah. So this lachera late the maskana of the sicha that there's both dinim. We can't say this reason because then sof kosof the Peskim should have said Lefia Emes. Then you do have to say this not this. This chiddush din, but the Rebbe says beis lefishu din pashat kol kach shein tzarech l'amre. It's pashat. If there's a mitzvah of a seba, even though the takana is emas ay tzarech l'asib b'shas achilas matzah shtiyas da'al cases, but if someone is not doing that, there's still a mitzvah of a seba. Right? Pashat v'shagam mishein lelech malach al tzarech l'asib. So in the Sicha, the Rebbe is saying a third reason why they, in the Ha'ara, in the Sicha, because ain't a Shchicha Klal, but in the Fabreng, the Rebbe said two additional reasons, and as Baris, why it could be it's not mentioned in the Pesach. Now, in the second Nafkamina that the Rebbe says, Nafkamina, if he ate a Kizayis Matzah without Haseba, and then nishtana hamatzav be'efen sheshuv einim mechuyev behaseba kagen she'achshav yeshiv hu lefnei rabbi. So when he ate the kizayis matzah without haseba, so like we said, l'chol ha'deis, he has to eat over the kizayis matzah. According to both studim in the chakira, you have to eat over the kizayis matzah. Either to be yetzer a mitzvah matzah or to be yetzer a mitzvah haseba. But the nafkamina is if now he's Yeshiv, as a Talmud, a Yeshiv b'fnei Rabbi, who's pater from Haseba. So if the reason why he has to eat over the matzah is because he wasn't Yetzer mitzvah's matzah, so he has to eat it over, even though now he's anyways going to eat it below Haseba. But if the first time he was Yetzer mitzvah's matzah, he was just not Yetzer mitzvah's Haseba, and now he's anyways not going to eat by Haseba, so then there's no point in eating over the matzah. In Ha'ara 13, the Rebbe says, it could be that even if you say he wasn't Yetzer Mitzvah's Matzah, but he's still not going to be Mechuyev to eat the Matzah over, because the reason why he wasn't, why there was a problem with his Mitzvah's Matzah was because of the lack of Haseba, because there was a Tanayim Matzah of Haseba. If he's now also not going to eat a Haseba, Le'yaviach Klum. And the Rebbe brings from Yalaviyavi. By Yalaviyavi, it's there's a din if you forget Yalla V'Yavei on Rish Chedosh, you have to daven over Shmin Esrei. There is Pashat L'Cheira that it's not that the Shmin Esrei is a prat in Yalla V'Yavei. The Yalla V'Yavei is a prat in Shmin Esrei. That if you're missing the Yalla V'Yavei in a Shmin Esrei that's supposed to have Yalla V'Yavei, is that's felt in the Shmin Esrei. He wasn't Yetzer, the Chiyuv of davening Shmin Esrei. Nevertheless,
and therefore you have to daven over Shemin Esrei. Nevertheless, if in the second Shemin Esrei he's also going to be missing Yalav Yaver, because the second Shemin Esrei will be at night when it's no longer a Shchedesh, so then there's no point in davening over Lo Yarviach Klum. The same thing, says the Rebbe, you could say a Svara by Matzah. So in Ha'ara 14, the Rebbe says on this, Va'afim Timtza Leimar, Shemikivan shekvar chal alav chiyav haseba kedem sheba l'rabbi. Mukhoyiv hu lachzer achar hizdamnus l'kayim mitzvah haseba. Nafgemina ba'ofen shi'efsher lo'yoyd l'kayim mitzvah haseba leilich milifnei rabbi kigen sh'rabbi tzarech le'vicha yitzibaz. Rebbe says, maybe you could say a svara that over here, he's going to have to go away from Rabbi and be Mekayim Mitzvah Haseba because he was already Mechuyev in Haseba. So the Ha'ara is Omer Dershuni. What's the Pshat? That means there would be a way to say that the Tzadei HaChakira, the Tzadei HaNafkemina is that since now he's Yeshev Lefnei Rabbi, he Bechlal is not Mechuyev to do Haseba. He's Pater BeHaseba. Or no, he was already mechuyev in Haseba, maybe he has to leave and go do Haseba, and it's not a nafkamina. The nafkamina is in a case where there's no longer a possibility of doing Haseba. There's no longer a possibility of going away from Rabbi. So, what's these two eifanim that the Rebbe addresses, or is miramis to very, very bekitzer? One possibility to touch up this Ha'ara is by Talmud HaYeshev Lefnei Rabbi, who's Pater from Haseba, V'chayetze Baza, who are Pater from Haseba, there's two ways at looking at this Pater from Haseba. One way to look at it is they're Pater from Haseba because the Kavod Rabbi is Deiche, the Din of Haseba. Haseba is Cheirus. The din of Kavod Rabbi is Deiche Dechiyav of Haseba, and Bemela he's Pater from Haseba. And the same thing, the others that are Pater from Haseba, because the Kavod or the Chiyuvim that they have is Deiche Haseba. Al Derech, like the Svara that says in Rishenim about the Ptur of Nashim by a mitzvah Saseisha Azman Grama, that her Chiyuv, Shibud Lebaila, is Keilu Deiche Dechiyav in these mitzvahs. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that at Talmud Bifnei Rabbi, because he has this chiyav of Kavod Rabbi, b'meila he's not mechuyev in Haseba. The Chachamim, the Rebbe brought in the Farbrengen of Tavshin Chavtas that I mentioned earlier, the Rebbe brought the Lashon Hei Mamru Vehei Mamru, in the question why they didn't say it by Dal cases. But the Asvara to say that the Chachamim were Mechayiv Haseba in such a case. Or you could say, there's a Asvara by Isha, that Eina Tzricha Haseba, Isha Bifnei Baila, that the Vart is that it's not a Chisarin in Derech Eros, without Haseba is the same Derech Eros. By Talmud Lifnei Rabba, you could say the Haseba is there's no chiyuv Haseba because the Haseba doesn't add to the Derech Eros, because since he's Yeshev Lefnei Rabbi, the Yeshev is a complete Derech Eros. We're not being Deichet. There's a kiyum of Derech Eros without Haseba. When coming off Geminas, and could be it's a machlekes ha-peiskim, these two ways in how to understand the Gemara. But a kopanim could be benegeya linyaneinu. So if you would say that a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi, the Chiyav Haseba is Nidcha, the Kavod Rabbi is Ndecha, the Chiyav Haseba. So then, L'chayra would come out that a Talmud b'fnei Rabbi, so since he's b'fnei Rabbi, so when he ate the matzah, there was no Chiyav Haseba, because he's Yeshev b'fnei Rabbi. The Chiyav Kavod Rabbi took precedence over the Chiyav Haseba. He's not Mechuyav in Haseba. Masha'en Kain, if he already ate matzah before he was Yeshev Lefnei Rabbi and became Mechuyev in Haseba, so even though now when he comes Bifnei Rabbi, the Kavod Rabbi is Deicha, now the Chiyev Haseba, But the chiyuv that was already chal on him, he still has to be mekayim. Masha'en kein, if I would learn the other eifin, that the Talmud, b'fnei rabbi, b'shas, he's yeshiv l'fnei rabbi. There's no chiyuv haseba. It's not that the haseba is nitcha, but there's no din of haseba. He's not missing the derech eirus by not having haseba. Or, like it's like there's a yisei to say by nashim that this is the complete derech cheiros. There's no extra cheiros. There's no inyan aseba doesn't add to his cheiros. So then, I would have to say that even though he was yeshiv b'fnei rabbi, even though he ate the matzah before he was yeshiv b'fnei rabbi, and he was already nischayev b'aseba. But now that he's Yeshiv b'fnei Rabbi and he's pater from Aseba, there's no chiv, there's nothing missing in Aseba, there would be no mocking to be mechayiv him, to be mishtadel, to leave Rabbi, to go away from Rabbi, to be mechayiv the din of Aseba. So that could be the tut stadim, va'afim tim salema, that the Ha'ara gives a mokim to tut stadim, whether we could say that the fact that he started to eat matzah before he came b'fnei rabbi is mechayiv him to be mishtadel to do the seba, even though now he's yeshiv b'fnei rabbi by going away from rabbi. So the Rebbe leaves that as a suffix, because maybe this is totally in these two ifanim. Lahoyer, there's a question which Mefarshim really address. Talmud b'fnei rabbi is pater from haseba, so a Talmud, every Talmud should have a chiyuv to go away from rabbi, to be mekayim mitzvah haseba. Farshim asked that, I think in the some achrenim say, Lichas Shlime, I think says, that from this you see the big importance of lekak b'fnei rabbi b'regel, that even though through that he's not able to be mekayim mitzvah haseba, still, it's chayiv lahak b'pnei rabbi b'regel. But that question could be totally in these two eifanim of whether the haseba b'pnei rabbi is dechuya or hutra. But akapanim, the rabbi in the Ara seems to say no. Even if it's dechuya, but if you're melchatchila l'pnei rabbi, so this chiyuv was melechatchila nitcha, it was never chal on you, because when you ate the matzah, you weren't mechuyev. There's no chiyuv to be mishtadel, to be mekayim v'seba, like it's mashma bepashtos. But if I was already mechuyev in it, and now it's being nitcha, then I would for sure have this chiyuv to leave, to find the opportunity, even to be mekayim the mitzvah. Mashaykin, if it's hutra, then maybe even if I was mechuyev already, I wouldn't have this chiyuv. So that's l'cheira what the Ha'ara leaves two eifanim, but akapanim, even though you could say two eifanim in the nafkamina, but in such a case where even al yidei hishtadlus, he has no possibility of being mekayim, of eating matzah shaloi b'fnei rabbi, kegoyin sherabbi tzrichalei, and whatever eifan. So there I would still have the nafkamina. That's b'derech efsher to Taicha Ha'ara 14. Another point, so in the first nafkamina that the Rebbe says in the Pnim, whether you are yetzem matzah and you're eating over the matzah in order to be mekayim mitzvah haseba, or you weren't yetzem mitzvah matzah, so that's not a nafkamina l'maisa like the Rebbe says, because according to both svaris l'peil, you have to eat over the matzah. The nafkamina l'alacha l'maisa, the Rebbe says, would be maybe b'negia to the bracha, whether you have to eat a alachilas matzah. And like we said before, the Rebbe in the Ha'ara, in Ha'ara 12, says that even that nafkamina, you could say, is only me'ikra din, but not l'maisa, because we could be same l'alacha, you would be, since it's a suffix, you would be same mechandir avya, who says b'zman hazeh, we don't have to do haseba. So just one Ha'ara on this that I saw, that you could say a nafkamina l'maisa, l'alacha l'maisa l'ch'ayra, even in this nafkamina, and whether you're eating over the matzah to be mekayim mitzvah matzah, or you're eating over matzah and it's bechlal not a mitzvah of matzah, it's just to be mekayim mitzvah haseba. So I saw in a kevitz from the Bells of Kalil, and over there someone wrote a whole Inyan about this shaila of someone who ate without haseba, and then he when he remembered and he has to eat it over, he's yeshev lefnei rabbi. The stapakti, he writes, which is the nafkamina and the sicha. And he goes and he brings the griz and he writes a number of the ha'aris and the sicha and the rayas of the griz. And basically made a whole shtikal teira out of the sicha with mentioning only the griz. But there he says a few svaras, and one of them he says a nafkamina. If someone ate the matzah below haseba, so he has to eat a nukazayis matzah, he reminded himself after he ate the murr. So he has to eat over the kazayis matzah. If this kazayis matzah is just to be mekayim the mitzvah haseba, so he'll eat the kazayis matzah and continue with the seder. But if he wasn't yetze matzah the first time, so he's even eating over the kazayis matzah to be yetze mitzvahs matzah. The seder on Pesach has to be kefi haseder, that the first matzah and the murr you eat after the matzah. So then yesh lemer that after he eats the matzah, he'll have to eat over also murr to eat al haseder, because the first matzah that he ate wasn't a kiyum mitzvahs matzah. So these are, the Rebbe brings the Chakira, the Rebbe says the Nafkaminas, and the Rebbe brings the Rayas, starting from Ois Gimel in the Sicha. So the first Raya the Rebbe brings, that Haseba is a Tnai in Achilas Matzah, and not just a Matzah is a Tnai in the Haseba. It's from the Gemara, that the Gemara says, Hashama she'ochal kizayis Matzah, kishehu meisiv yatza, meisiv in loy meisiv loy. So the Gemara is midayek dafka if the shamish is meisiv he's yetsa, if he's not meisiv he's not yetsa. Mizem mashma says the Rebbe that when you ate matzah b'lo yaseba you're not yetsa yideichivas matzah. Shaila is what's pshat in the Gemara kishehu meisiv yatsa. So the Rebbe says to say meisiv yatsa means mitzvah haseba is a deiche gadol. Must be he's being mechadish that loy hasiv he wasn't yetsa mitzvahs matzah. That's hasiv the gemara is up mefurish vidit tzad in the chakira. So just to give the full picture, so in the griz, he wants to say this gemara is the Raya of the Rambam. This Gemara is the Mokker of the Rambam. Just kishu meisiv yatsa. Is mashma that the Shamish, when he ate the Kizayis Matzah Be'seba, he's yatsa. He was yatsa b'di'evet. It's mashma that there was something else that he was supposed to do, but he was yatsa kopanim. Not that he did everything he was supposed to. Otherwise, what's the Lashi yatsa? Yatsa is mashma b'di'evet. From here, he says, the Rambam learns that Ba'emes HaSeba is a separate din that you should do the whole time. B'chol HaSuda, you should do HaSeba. It's just him, Hasev, the Shamash, if he was Masev just by the Kezayis Matzah, he's Yitz. Mela, the Gemara is talking about Yatza Mitzvah HaSeba, and Fakir, from the fact that he was Yitz only B'di'evad, is a Raya that B'lechatchila, as a reza mishubach, he should be meisa b'chol asuda. First of all, is that pshat is difficult be'etzem, because if yatzav b'di'eved, that means that the haseba b'chol asuda is not something that a reza mishubach. It's something lechatchila that the mitzvah itself is mechayiv. You are only b'di'eved yetzah if you didn't, well, you weren't meisa b'chol asuda. What's the pshat? That b'meisa b'chol asuda reza mishubach. But the pshat in the Gemara says already in the Taz. The Rebbe in the Sicha, in Ha'ara 24, where the Rebbe speaks about this inyan of meisa b'chol asuda, he brings the Ramah, or a b'taz sifkat and vav. The Rebbe is mitzayin to the Taz and sifkat and vav. The Taz and sifkat and vav starts the other way. That it says, what does it mean, l'chatchila yasev b'chol asuda, says from the fact that the Gemara says, Hashamash ha'ochel kizayis matzah kashu meisiv yatsa, dafka the shamash is yetsa, is mashma that every person is not yetsa unless he's meisiv b'chol asuda. It says the ikar pshat, that yatsa kashu meisiv yatsa, even though he wasn't meisiv the whole suda, Says in the Taz, Elamai, the Taz asks, is mashma that a regular person wasn't even Yetzer if he wasn't Mesa b'chol asuda. And the Taz for emphasis. But this whole pshat that he wants to say like the Rambam, that kishu Mesev Yatsa is the chiddush, that even though he wasn't Mesa b'chol asuda, and from here we have a mocker that be'etzem you have to be Mesa b'chol asuda, and that Haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, doesn't address the diuk that the Rebbe makes. That's being medayik meisiv yatzah. What's the chiddush of meisiv yatzah, and why are you yatzah only b'dieved? The Rebbe says, you see, the Gemara is medayik loy meisiv loy. That if he wasn't meisiv, he wasn't yatzah. That means from the Gemara that there's a chiddush in loy heisiv loy yatzah, and that's where the Rebbe says is a deiche gadol. To be talking about mitzvahs aseba, it must be talking about mitzvahs matzah. And that's why from the Gemara is muchach that if you ate matzah b'lay aseba, you're not yitz. And the Rebbe brings further that, so from the Gemara is a strong raya, even though you could try to feremfret b'deiche gadol. But the raya is stronger from the Rosh. From the Rosh, you see that he learned like that pshat in the Gemara. Because the Rosh has a suffix by the cases. And he brings a raya from this Gemara that what you ate or drank b'lay aseba, you're not yitzah. Meisiv in loy, meisiv loy. And the Rosh says because of that, says beferish that because of that he learns the din that the kais that you drank without a seba is enei miminyan kaisis. In Ha'ara 18, the Rebbe brings the Asvara, that maybe you would say a chiluk between Dalet Kaisis and Matzah, that by Dalet Kaisis, Kivan Shumidrabanan, Makavis by Haseba, the Heimamru Vehemamru. Since Dalet Kaisis is a Dindirabanan, so if you drank the Dalet Kaisis without a Seba, it takes away from the whole Dalet Kaisis and you're not Yetzer. You weren't Mekayim Mitzvah Dalet Kaisis. But by Matzah is a Deiraisa. So the whole Dirabbanan, even if you say that Dirabbanan made a Takana, that a Seba is a Prat in Dalet Kaisis, but it shouldn't take away the Kiyum HaMitzvah, because the Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Deiraisa. So the Rebbe says you'd be able to say that Mitzvara, but you can't say that in the Rosh. The Rosh of Ein L'chalek, because the Rosh is saying this Din by Dalet Kaisis, his Mokir is, from the Gemara that we just mentioned, Mesiv in Loi, Mesiv Loi, that's been Egeya to Matzah. So then Al Karchach, the Rosh who's saying that it's Ma'akev, is saying this side by Matzah, side by Dalet Kaisis. But Misvara, he says, the Rebbe says, you would be able to make such a chiluk between Matzah and Dalet Kaisis. So possibly, so there's a famous Tesfis, yeah, like we bring this Yesod of not being Yetzah, B'dieved is from the Rosh, and is partially from Teisvis. In Teisvis and Psachim, the Gemara has a shaila, which of the Dalet Kaisis need a Seba? And the Gemara says, a maskana mitzad esafe kulunami tzrichim haseba. Yeah, the famous Gemara. So Teisvis kulunami tzrichim haseba, Teisvis v'chol Dalet Kaisis tzrichim haseba b'shashtia. Yeah, separate in you. V'tzarech iyon im shachach v'loi heisiv im yachser v'yishta, v'chein im kais im b'kais shlishi loi heisiv im yachal lachser v'lishteis b'aseba, af agav de ben shlishi l'rvi loi yishta. So Teisvus has this as a shaila by Dalet Kaisis, this din that the Rosh says b'pshitos, except by kais shlishi, the Rosh also has the shaila, but the etzem hadin, that when you miss a seba, you have to do it over. Teisvus seems to say this as a suffix. But Teisvus says this suffix by Dalet Kaisis. Teisvus doesn't say this suffix by Matzah, which is a shaila on what's pshat in Teisvus. What's the suffix? And why is the suffix by Dalet Kaisis? Was it by Matzah Pashut that you have to do it over if you did it shalei b'aseba? By Kais Shlishi, where Teisvus has a suffix, yeah, it's because by Kais Shlishi there's a problem doing it over, Mashenkin by Matzah. But Teisvus originally has a suffix by all the cases, even the cases where there's no problem of Achshash of Nira Kemesif ala cases drinking it over.
That's the first part of Tesis is Suffolk. So why by the, does he have a Suffolk by the Dal cases more than by Matzah? So one way to explain Tesis could be based on the Svara of the Rebbe over here in the Ha'ara. Even though the Rebbe says that's for sure not the Svara Sarash, but that could be taka the Svara of Tesis, that by Matzah, that's a Deiraisa, you can't say that you're not Yetzah. So that's the Chadeiraisa. So therefore, if you did it without a seba, al karchav the mitzvah of matzah, you were yetzah. The alt cases, which is a drabbanan, hey mamu vei mambru, the mele tesis has as a tzarachim. Earlier in the sicha, this to the shleimah sa'inyan of this point, the matzah is a deraisa. Because of this, the Rebbe said, when the Rebbe brought the original Chakira, that even according to the Tzad, that Matzah, without Haseba, you're not Yetzah, it's only Midrabanan that you're not Yetzah. So in Ha'ara 10, the Rebbe said, the Deiche Gadol Leimar de Ba'achal B'lei Haseba Afkua Rabbanan Shetzivu Lahasev Migeder Achilas Mitzvah V'leikia Mitzvah Achilas Matzah Minatera. It would be a Deichek to say that you're not Yetzah Matzah Minatera. But this is all, even according to the Tzad, that there's no difference between Matzah and Dalet cases. By both of them, you're not Yetzah. We could say, nevertheless, that there's a nafkamina that by Dalet cases, you wouldn't be Yetzah midrabanan. So you're not Yetzah b'chlal, because the whole Dalet cases is the midrabanan. By Matzah, you would be Yetzah minatera, you would just not be Yetzah midrabanan. But the Rebbe, in this Ha'ara, Ilu Bavarans, that there would be a mukim to say another svara, that by matzah you're not yetzah even midiraisa, but that would be a deiche gadol. That since the Rabbana made a mitzvah of a seba, so maybe you would say that you're not even yetzah midiraisa. So the svara is found in some achreinim, just to give the shleimus ha'inyan, that There could be a mocking to say that even though Haseba is a derabban, so in the end of this Ha'ara, of Ha'ara 10, the Rebbe brings the Eir Ches Chaim, Sheish Smach LaSeba Minatera. Kilu, the Rebbe is saying, if I would say that's Tzad, that Haseba is Minatera, then I would be able to say that you're not Yetzah even Minatera. But if it's derabbanan, it's a Deiche Gadol to say that Mitzad missing a Din derabbanan, you're not Yetzah. You're not Yetzah Deiraisa. But the fact that there's a possibility of saying that, it's just a Deiche Gadol, is Lecheira, we find this Svara in a number of places. Avuhin, Lecheira is the Tesfis and Sukkah, that Daf Gimel, the Tesfis brings a Svara that if someone is Yeshev Reshev Rube Bisukov Shokhane Bisecha Bayis, that even though it's a Chisarin Drabanan, nevertheless it could be that he's not Yetzi de Chevase Minatera. So that's the main example you could find. Sometimes Drabanan made their takana in Ha'efen, that if you aren't Mekayim the Din according to the Tanam of the Rabbanan, you're not even Yetzah de Minatera. By Kriyashma, there's such a Svara that the Chachamim made a Gzera that Kriyashma has to be Dafka Ad Chatzais, and if someone didn't fulfill it according to the Takanos Chacham, he's not Yetzah Mitzvahs Kriyashma de Rabbanan. He's not Yetzah Kriyashma even Minatera, according to some Rishenim. So we find this in some places. But over here, the Rebbe is saying L'cheira, that it's a deiche gadol, even though it's possible to be such a thing, we find sometimes such takanas derabanan, but it would be a deiche to say that the takanas haseba derabanan should be ikered a mitzvah minatera. Nevertheless, al kapanim, it could be ikered derabanan, but here in this ha'ara that we're learning now in ha'ara, to 18, the Rebbe says, because of this, because matzahs deiraisa, they can't be ikered completely, that would give some basis to say that maybe by matzah taka they aren't ikered at all. because the matzah you can't be eker completely. But the kadal cases that's the rabban and him amru veim amru, they're eker the mitzvah. So mitzvari you would be able to say. The rabbi says in derash for sure you can't say that, but possibly that svara could explain the tzarachian of tesvus and psachim dafka benegia to dalat cases. So the rabbi brings the rayas. Brings the raya from the Gemara, even though the Rebbe says that you could farem for it b'deiche gadol, a clearer raya in the Rosh, mefurish adover b'Rosh, and after that the Rebbe brings a meirah dike raya from the Yerushalmi. whatever I saw who speaks about it, I didn't see anyone bring this raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says yitzim b'matzah ben kivin ben shaloi kivin mikivan shehesef chazake shekivin chazake kivin. Now, by matzah, if a person doesn't know if he had kavanah or not, if he did have, since he did have seba, then you say for sure he also had kavanah, milchatchila, and he wasn't thinking about it, b'shas tachila, v'nigrer hu achar machshav teharishena. The question is, what does it mean, mikivan shehisev? Who says he had a seba? He didn't have kavanah, maybe he didn't have a seba either. I'm like, the Rebbe says, v'adrab, mistaber shegam lo yhesev. It should have said, Im Hesev, Chazak is Kivan. What does it mean, Mikivan Shehesev? It's a raya from the Yerushalmi that without Haseba, you're not Yetzim Matzah. And Bimela Haseba, there had to be, otherwise you wouldn't be Yetzim Matzah. The Rebbe says, you could be Deichet this raya. Geshleimad Ein Sarach Lefarish Im Hesev. Mikivan Shehesev is like saying, if you did Haseba, then Mikivan Shehesev. But the Pashto's Mashmoa say Yerushalmi. The fact that it says mikivan shehesiv and it doesn't say imhesiv, that it can't be that he didn't do a seiba, is mashma like the tzad that without a seiba you weren't yitzah mitzvah matzah, and therefore a seiba is lo yimoli, it is not possible that he didn't do a seiba. With this, the Rebbe in Ha'ara 23 says lefiza muvan heitev nocha meir dikivar that shtims. The Rebbe brought earlier the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Oise kizayis matzah shahu adam yetzir baby pesach tzarech la'ochle mesiv. That the haseba has to be by the kizayis matzah shahu yetzir babi yidei chivas. L'chaira, why the kizayis matzah shahu yetzir babi yidei chivas? If I say that haseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and even though they were misakin it by matzah, you have to say, since you could eat matzah over Beseba to be mashlim, and the second matzah that you eat is the chnishken kiyum mitzvah matzah, because matzah you're yetzah, you have to say that it's lav dafke the matzah that is yetzah by yedei chivase. It's any matzah, because it's the maisa achilas matzah. So the Rebbe said, in that Yerushalmi, you would have to say that that's talking about al derech haragel. Because since the Haseba that they were misakin by matzahs, the first matzah that you eat right away has to have Haseba. The first matzah that you eat is usually the matzah that you eat by Yidei Chivasim. It's just that if you blepeil didn't do Haseba, so you could still fulfill the Haseba with any maisa of Achilas Matzah, even though it's not the Kiyum Mitzvah Achilas Matzah. Hastas that both of these Yerushalmis are be'etzem arayet to the tzad. The fact that the Yerushalmi says that the matzah shu yitze ba yidei chivase needs a seba is a raya to the tzad that matzah a seba is a pratna chilas matzah, but you could be deicha the raya because you could say it's al derech harag. The Rebbe didn't bring this raya when the Rebbe went through the different rayas because already in Ha'ara 11 he farem for the raya, right? As part of explaining what does it help to eat other matzah, and he faremfered how that stims with the Yerushalmi, so he faremfered the raya. But be pashtos that the Yerushalmi is toila the din of a seba with the matzah sheyetsa yedei chivasa is mashma like tzad that a seba is a prat nachilas matzah. The same thing the other Yerushalmi that says kivan sheheisiv chazake kivan is mashma be pashtos, even though you could be deicha, it's mashma be pashtos like the tzad that without a seba, you're not yetzah mitzvahs matzah. So in Ha'ara 23, the Rebbe says, according to this, both Yerushalmis you could for emfer, but both Yerushalmis are bepashtos mashma that Taseba is a Prata Mitzvah Matzah, so it stims that Yerushalmi is Lishitase, that since the Yerushalmi Bepashta says Kivan Shehesev that it's a Prata Matzah, so therefore the Taseba has to be by the Matzah Sheyetze by Yidei Chivase, because that was the whole Takanas Chachamim, that the way to be Yetze Mitzvah Matzah is with Taseba, so therefore the other Yerushalmi says Matzah Sheyetze by Yidei Chivase. And the Rebbe finishes off Reha Ora Hanau, that the Rebbe said, yeah, Taka, you could for the Raya from that Yerushalmi. Just like over here, the Rebbe said, you could for the Raya from this Yerushalmi. But both Yerushalmis are mashma more like this Sad, and that's Yuvan Heita. They fit with each other. I just want to point out in this, I said that there's also degrees, Alashas discusses this Inyan, that's brought down in the Haggadah Mibeis Levi, the first Haggadah Mibeis Levi, Omud Pei Zayin. And there, the Griz brings this Yerushalmi, the first Yerushalmi, the one in Ha'ara 11, not this last one about Kivan Shehesef. The Yerushalmi that Isaac Kezayis Sha'adam Yetzeba Yidei Chivasei Tzarech La'eichloi Mesev. And somehow he brings a Raya from this Yerushalmi to the other Tzad, that Aseba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. As im Neymar, they call Iker Din Hesef. Who became hamitzvah d'achilas matzah? If you would say haseba is a prat in achilas matzah, then what does it say? I say matzah shuyetzi, I say kizayis. Pshita. Of course, that's where you need a seba, because afterwards, if it's a prat in matzah, it's not shayich to any other matzah that you eat, because any other matzah that you eat is not a mitzvah of matzah. So al karchach the gamba oisei kizayis it's a din b'fnei atzmei of a seba, and therefore you would be it's be'etzem that has a place by the whole suda like the Rambam says, and therefore the Yerushalmi has to be medayik that the chiyuv is dafka by oisei kizayis she'adam yetzei by yidei chivase. That's what he says over there. Very hard for me to understand that raya. That it should be a raya gur to the other tzad. The question that he says, why does the Yerushalmi have to say, Eisei kizayis she'adam yetzei bo yidei chivasei? Bepashtas, that's not the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is being magdir, and that's why the Rebbe learns bepashtas that the Yerushalmi is a raya to the tzad that has sebas a prat in achilas matzah. Elamai, the Rebbe says, you could be deicha that it's al derech haragim. But the bepashtas, that's not the Yerushalmi. That the chiyuv haseba is not a chiyuv b'fnei atzmei, that lefiza could be by any part of the suda. It's a prat in mitzvah achilas matzah, and therefore, when is this takana of haseba by oisei kizayis shadam yeseba yidei chivasei? Hagufa, that's all. That statement, that's the kamat mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Can farem from the Yerushalmi, but if there's a raya from the Yerushalmi, it's to the tzad. That Haseba is a prat in mitzvah achilas matzah. And that's why the Rebbe says over here in Hora 23 that the muvan heitev, that Yerushalmi is muvan heitev according to this Yerushalmi from both Yerushalmis is bepashta sahichacha that this to this sad the chakira that Haseba is a. Just want to say one more ha'ara in this sicha, even though there's Eilam Mole, Masach Meretz, Stellenzich. The Rebbe says from the Gemara, from the Rosh, there's the Rayas that Haseba is a Prat in Matzah and a Prat in Dal cases. Leidach Beikir from the Din of Haseba, from the Yisei Din of Haseba, the Tamach V'chiyuv Achiyuv Haseba, that Bechol Deir V'Deir Chayiv Adim Laharis Esatz Mekeilu Hu Ba'atzma Yatsa Atim Mishibur Mitzrayim Lefichach Kishisayid Adim Balayla Zet Tzarech Lecha V'lishtis V'meisiv Deir Echeiros. The Chayiv Laharis Esatzmi is Achiyuv B'fnei Atzmi, so must be Haseba is Achiyuv B'fnei Atzmi. And in Ara 29, the Rebbe said the reason why the Rambam says the reason for the mitzvah is in order to be Magdir that Haseba is Achiyuv B'fnei Atzmi. So since there's rayas to both studim, so the Rebbe says lemaskana, there's two dinim in haseba. There's a takanas haseba that the chachamim were misakin as a tenai in the oifen kiyum mitzvahs matzah and kiyum mitzvahs dal cases that they have to be by haseba. And there's a din in haseba that's a inyan bifnei atzmei
And this inyan b'fnei atzmei of a seba is also niskayim through that, that the matzah and the dalt cases is besim. And with this, the Rebbe, for emphasis, varies the yukim. First, just to explain in this a little bit, what's the pshat? L'cheira kumtei tzvei bazundir edinim. It says one takana of Haseba. And the shaila was, what's pshat in Haseba? And the Rebbe brings the different eyes, says this, the takana of Haseba, it's a takana in matzah, and it's a takana, a separate takana of Haseba. It's still l'cheira, the vart is yisoidam echad. The takana of Haseba is that the Chachamim said that on Pesach, the Laharis Esatzmi Kuhukilu Hu Yotzab Mi Mitzrayim, this showing, feeling, and reliving and re experiencing Yitzias Mitzrayim has to come out in the way that we show ourselves in Agashmis Dikemaisa by the Leila Seda Midrabanan, and that's the din of Haseba. Is in them is that Svei Zachim, b'meil, this Yisoyed, that the Laharis as Atzmai has to be Leficha Kishisoyed, comes out in two pratim. Number one, so therefore there's a mitzvah b'fnei Atzma of Haseba. There's a din that I have to show, I have to conduct myself with Haseba in order to be Laharis as Atzmai Kiluhu ba'atzma yotza b'mitzrayim. Because the Chachamim were misakin that that's the way to show my personal reliving and feeling of Cheres. However, now that the Chachamim were misaken, that the way to show Cheirus is with Haseba, and that's why there's this mitzvah b'fnei atzma b'haseba, of Haseba, but from that is mistaif nachadin, that are coming from the same Yisayit, that those mitzvahs b'layla zeh, that in Yonam is Cheirus, which is matzah and dalet kaseh, that the reason for eating matzah minatera is dacha zecher lecheiros, and dalet kaseh is zecher lecheiros, or akopanim two of them, depending on what the pshat, the suffix of the gemara is over there. But those mitzvahs that in yanam is cheiros, and the takanas chachamim of Haseba is, that the cheiros of Pesach has to come out in a maise bepeil of Haseba. So in order, so besides this mitzvah b'fnei atzma of Haseba to show cheiros, mitzad this takanas chachamim, that the cheiros on Pesach has to be mizbata, that the chareis vayzin in a pu'ula of Haseba, liktach in them, that those mitzvahs, that the mitzvah, which is matzah and al kesas, has to be a inyan of cheiros, in order to be yetza that mitzvah, which means to be yetza that achilas matzah should be a inyan of cheiros. Also, according to this takanas chachamim, muzdach da achilas matzah zayin b'haseba. Because otherwise, besides that, you're missing the show of cheiros, you didn't do the matzah kedibai, because the part of the dinei matzah is the matzah has to be a zeicher lecheiros. And the takana of haseba is that haseba is the way to show cheiros. And the same thing with dalt cases. So there's the two dinim that be yisaydam echad, even though they're two separate halachas, but it's all part of the hagdor of the chachamim that the laharis asatz mekilu hu yatsa mimitzrayim zok secharis in the lefichach kishusay yitzarach lecha v'lishtes v'meisav derecheiros. So that's the yisay, that's the chiddush of the sicha, that there's two dinim, two chiyuvim in haseba, mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and tanai b'mitzvah sachilas matzah. So, in Ha'ara 31, there's a question with three answers, and I don't understand the first two answers, and I'm going to leave it for the Ten Lechachom V'yech Gameit. So the Rebbe said, the Rambam also learns, the Rebbe's learning, but this is according to all the days, all the shittas, everyone learns there's these two dinim in Haseba, the Rambam and the Rosh. Everyone holds of the two dinim. And with these two dinim, the Rebbe faremfered the diukim in the Rambam. In the end of Ha'ara 31, the Rebbe asks, "Umashalei kasaf ha-Rambam shem lo yo'ochal ha-kezayis matzah be'seba tzorech lachzer lo'ochlei af shesvir leisha ha-seba higam t'nai b'mitzvahs matzah yesh leimar." Chayra, as late the Rambam is a seba t'nai in matzah. So how come the if it's a Tanaya matzah, then you have to eat over the matzah? Now, the Rebbe said in the Sicha, the Hanukkah of the Sicha is that even if a Seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, you still have to eat over the matzah. But that's what we say, la halacha l'maisa, that says you have to eat over the matzah. That halacha l'maisa is true according to both stud. Maybe that's not muchach to say according to the Rambam. The Rambam b'chlal doesn't say this din that you have to eat over the matzah. So the Rebbe says three answers. If the Rambam holds of both dinim, so why doesn't the Rambam say this din that you have to eat over the matzah, that you weren't yetzer matzah if I ate matzah below yaseima? Yesh leimar leikol atanaim shabim mitzvahs or shabim matzahs heim leikuvah. Even if the Rambam agrees that Haseba is also a Tanai in Achilas Matzah, but that doesn't mean that the Rambam has to hold of the din that if I ate Matzah without Haseba, I wasn't Yetzah. And like the Rebbe learns earlier, that L'chol HaDeis, even if I wasn't Yetzah, it's only Midrabana, but Akapana Midrabana, and I wasn't Yetzah. Lav Dafka, could be I missed certain Tanayim, but the Tanai is not Likuva, which means I was still Yetzah. Two. Second answer, Meklali Rambam Sheinei Mevi Dinim Shleyuskru B'Shas. Even if the Rambam holds of this halacha, this nafkamina halacha, and holds that since a seba is also a prat and mitzvah sachilas matzah, so if you ate matzah without a seba, bistu nisht yetza, but that's a din v'shteit nisht befeirish in Gemara. The Rambam doesn't bring dinim that Leyuskru B'Shas. And three, B'deichek Rimza B'sperek Zayin Seif Halacha Ches, that maybe the Rambam is meramis to this halacha. So, if the Rambam is holds of the halacha and is meramis to the halacha, then it's very good and it's for effort. But the first two answers, the Rebbe says maybe the Rambam bechlal doesn't hold of the halacha, or he holds of the halacha, but it's a mechudish to dika halacha, it's not mentioned in Shas. L'chaira, what's the raya that even according to the Rambam, Haseba is not only a din b'fnei atzmei, but it's also a prat in achilas matzah? What's the basis to say that? Because we have rayas that Haseba is a prat in achilas matzah. What's the rayas that Haseba is a prat in achilas matzah? It's a t'nai in achilas matzah. So that the Rebbe said in Sif Gimel. So there was the raya from the Yerushalmi. Perhaps that's the raya. come to that. But the raya that the Rebbe brought was the raya from the Gemara and the raya from the Rosh. So the raya that we're saying from in the Shita Sarambam, the Hechrich that the Rambam holds like that, has to be the raya from the Gemara. What's the raya from the Gemara? Because the Gemara said, Hashem ha'shachal kezayis matzah, kishu meisiv yotza, meisiv in loy, meisiv loy. The Rebbe was medayik. It must be when the Gemara says meisiv yatzah loy meisiv loy yatzah. We're talking about the mitzvahs matzah. Heistas has a stating Gemara loy yatzah mitzvahs matzah. If you're gonna say that the Rambam doesn't hold of this din because some tanaim are not liikuva, if the tanai is not liikuva. But then al karchach the Rambam you're gonna have to say is learning. Meisiv yatzah, loy meisiv, loy yatzah doesn't mean loy yatzah mitzvahs matzah. Because the Rambam is learning that this tanai in matzah is not liikuva. How is the Rambam learning the Gemara? Maybe the Rebbe will say the Rambam is learning the Gemara like the Deiche Gadol that the Rebbe said, that heisiv yatzah is yetzah mitzvahs aseba, that the Rebbe says is a Deiche Gadol, because what does it mean loy heisiv, loy yatzah? But a kapanim, that this answer, number one, that this tanai is not liikuva, is going to have to learn that according to the Rambam, the Rambam is learning different this Gemara. If the Rambam is learning different this Gemara, then Tzirik, what's the basis to say according to the Rambam that there's two dinim? Then who says according to the Rambam, Haseba is a prat and achilas matzah? The whole hechrich is from the Gemara. Zoksudach has the Rambam learned the Gemara andish. Because if the Rambam is not learning that Gemara different, then you can't say Aliba de Harambam that this is a Tanai that's not Likuva Val, the Gemara state Tachlar, as is Yeh Likuva Val, Loi Heisev Liyo Yatza, Heisev Loi Heisev Loi. Elamai, you're going to say, No, the Rambam maybe learns the Gemara like the Deiche Gadol that the Rebbe says. But still, there was the Raya from the Yerushalmi, even though the Rebbe said you could be Deiche the Raya. The Ein Tzarech Lefarish, but Sof Kol Sof, the Yerushalmi says, Kiven Sheheisiv, Chazake Kiven, what's the Hechrech that Heisiv? Is a Hechrech, it's a Tanai and Achilas Matzah. If the basis of the to say that the Rambam holds that Hasebas a Prate Matzah is from the Yerushalmi, because the Dechia of the Raya from the Yerushalmi is not a strong Dechia, is weiter. What's the Raya from the Yerushalmi that the Rebbe said? Because how does the Yerushalmi say Kivon Shehesiv? Al Korchach, because if you see from the Yerushalmi that without a Seba you're not Yetzer Matzah. And therefore, it can't be that he wasn't Masev, because if he wasn't Masev, he wouldn't be Yetzer Matzah. It's Tzirik, we come in Zagin like the Rambam, that Haseba is a Tanai in Matzah that's not Likuva. If it's a Tanai in Matzah, it's not Likuva, you'll have to say that the Rambam is learning like the Dechia of the Raya of the Yerushalmi. Because if we're saying the Raya of the Shittas Rambam is from the Yerushalmi, Muzdach Zayin of the Tanai is Likuva, because that's the whole explanation of why the Yerushalmi says Kivon Shehesiv. So I don't understand if we're saying either of the rayas, which we're saying, that's why the Rambam holds this two dinim, then how could we entertain a possibility that according to the Rambam, it's not a Tanai Li'ikuva? And the same thing, I don't understand the second answer. The Rambam doesn't bring a din shaloi nisker b'gemara lahad. If we're saying the Rambam holds that there's to didim al karcha, because we're accepting the raya from the Gemara Shama Shachol Kizayis Hesiv in Loi Hesiv im Hesiv Yatsa Hesiv in Loi Hesiv Loi, or al kapanim from the Yerushalmi, shteitach abedidin in Gemara the Yerushalmi in Gemara, if because it's a deiche gadol to say the Gemara is talking about mitzvahs haseba, therefore we're saying the taitcha of the Gemara is Hesiv Yatsa Mitzvahs Matzah, you're only Yetzah Mitzvahs Matzah Be'Haseba, so why is that not a din ha-mefurish b'Gemara? Unless you're going to say that the Rambam, the Raya is not from the Gemara, because in the Gemara you could farenfer like the Deiche Gadol, and the Raya is Be'ikr Mikeach HaYerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi says Kivan Shehesiv, but that's all a Raya from the Yerushalmi, on das Hesnish Mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Maybe. But Al Kapadim, the third answer is understood. The first two answers is, I don't understand. And Ten L'Chacham V'Yach Kameit.